Traveling Jack, a new ZBS adventure series starring that accidental cosmic tourist, Jack Flanders. And now, part four, the remarkable conclusion of Somewhere Next Door to Reality. Both Jack Flanders and Mojo Sam have seen another city within the old city of Montreal. It is a city that appears to be almost identical to the cobbled streets and stone buildings of old Montreal. But the shops are not the same, and the people are quite different indeed. Jack has met a mysterious woman who he believes is from this other city. She has given him hints and clues, but he cannot piece them together. She won't tell him her real name. Jack refers to her as Madame Chow. That's the nickname Jack gave her because whenever he tries to extract more information from her, she simply walks off and Jack is left alone saying, "Chow." The next morning, Jack stops by Dominique's bookshop in Old Montreal.
Is that yours?
No, it must be yours.
Oui, allô? Quand est-ce que cela s'est produit? Je vois. Ok. Salut.
What is it?
That was Isabelle's father. She's been missing since yesterday morning.
Oh, God. Do you think...
I don't know.
Exactly at 4 o'clock that afternoon, the mysterious Madame Chow, or Madame Claudine, we're really not sure, sits down at her favorite table at the Café Napoli in Old Montreal. The air in the city is thick, heavy. A late summer storm has been gathering. Jack Flanders is back in his usual attire, a white suit and Panama hat. He seems to be getting a little impatient. Apparently, he's waiting for someone. Finally, strolling up the street, taking her time, is a slim, attractively dressed Dominique. A thin web of cigarette smoke leaves a little wavy trail behind her.
Well, I see you brought an umbrella.
Of course. Is she here?
Mm-hmm. She's sitting over there.
Introduce me.
Hello, Jack.
Not cul-de-sac, Jack?
Do you prefer that?
No, I don't. Dominique, I want you to meet... Madame, I don't know your name.
Hello, Dominique.
Enchanté.
Je vous en prie. Asseyez-vous. Garçon.
J'aimerais vous remercier pour l'aide que vous avez offert à Jacques.
Hein?
Si j'ai bien compris, vous avez une amie qui a disparu.
Oui. Son nom est Renée.
Ah bon?
Madame, désirez-vous commander?
Qu'est-ce que vous aimeriez?
Un café au lait.
Monsieur?
On me. Yeah, I'll have a cappuccino. Double.
Un café au lait et un cappuccino double?
Devrions-nous inclure Jack dans cette conversation?
Si vous voulez. Mais son français est affreux.
Oui, je le sais. Oh, pauvre cul-de-sac Jack.
No, I don't think it's very fair to talk about me in front of my face. In fact, it's very rude.
Oh, well, we'll speak Americanese for you. All right?
Thank you.
Madame, it isn't just my friend, Renée, who has vanished. Yesterday, a friend of mine, André Chabrol, his child disappeared. She's 12 years old. She's a very sensitive young woman. I know that she has seen the other city. Her name is Isabelle. We believe she is there.
She told you she has seen it.
She told me she'd seen a carnival, like a Renaissance fair in Place Jacques Cartier. But it was winter. She said the square was empty, covered in snow. And then there was a carnival. She was introduced to others. They were from somewhere else, perhaps not this world. And then they vanished. She was alone.
And what did you think?
At first, I thought it was her fantasy. I knew it was real for her, but I didn't know how real. Now I know.
Isabel said she wanted to go back there, to be with them.
Is she there?
I don't know.
Can you find out? She has no mother. Her father, he'll go crazy without her. He believes she was kidnapped. He doesn't know what has happened to her.
Café au lait et cappuccino double.
Merci.
Hey, do you hear that?
The thunder?
No, the music.
Ah, oui.
Ah, oui, indeed. I'm going to find him.
It's starting to rain.
Lend me your umbrella.
Wherever my umbrella goes, I go.
So you two are inseparable, huh?
Yes, and without us, you will be soaked to the skin.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather just stay here and talk?
You're not leaving without me.
This is a rather petite umbrella, no?
Ce fut un plaisir de vous rencontrer.
Au revoir, Dominique. My luck is with both of you. Ciao, Cul-de-sac Jack.
Salut, madame. What did she say to you?
You Americans, if learning French is such a bother, why should we tell you?
Well, you know, we're not very intelligent people, so obviously someone has to explain it to us.
Of course. You're ignorant, you're uncultured, You're uncouth, you waste your life chasing your almighty dollar.
Look, are you talking to me personally, or
all
just...
All of you who live beneath us.
Are you serious?
You don't know when I'm serious?
No, not really.
I'm never serious.
Seriously?
I'm playing with you.
I see.
No, you're too stupid to see.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Can you still hear that accordion?
No.
Shall we turn around?
No. Let's keep going. Maybe we'll step right off the edge.
Aren't you teetering on the edge most of the time?
So?
So, are you happy?
Of course. No. Sometimes.
Are you playing with me?
Always. Are you happy?
Sometimes. Why aren't you with a man?
That's not your business, Buster.
I'm just curious. You're attractive. You're incredibly bright.
I'm impossible.
Well, yes, that's true. But there's men that are attracted to impossible women.
Where?
Oh, here and there.
I've met them. They come and they go.
This is hopeless.
You mean me?
No, I mean that we're not going to find anything, and this umbrella is built for one. I'm getting drenched.
It's a warm rain.
I know, but my sneakers are squishing water in and out every time I take a step.
Go barefoot.
On the cobblestones? I don't think so.
If you go barefoot, I'll go barefoot.
Yeah, but you're wearing sandals. You're already barefoot. Does this umbrella have a metal tip?
I don't know. Stick your head out and see.
Let's go back, okay?
Okay. I wonder what it's like to be a street person who is blind. If you had a choice between losing your hearing or losing your sight, which would you choose?
It's not much of a choice.
Well, it's a choice. Now choose.
Well, I choose sight.
You'd rather be blind?
So much of my world is sound. And you?
I like to read. I like my eyes.
I see.
You make a good pair. I watch and you listen.
Oh, yeah, except for one thing.
What?
You are impossible.
True.
And you enjoy being impossible.
No, only with you. Mind if I smoke?
Under this umbrella?
Please, Jack.
Why not? Here.
Why do you have a lighter?
It's a souvenir.
Of what?
Of a long story.
I have the time.
Some other time.
I don't need this umbrella.
It's still raining.
But you're wet.
I'll get wetter.
Jack, put the umbrella down.
What about your cigarette?
I only need two puffs.
Good.
Oh, put your face up.
Like
this. Doesn't the rain feel good?
Feels wet.
It's so warm.
Yeah. Streets are all misty.
Do you think if we stand here forever, the city will come to us?
Forever? Well, that sounds about right.
Are you giving up?
Not if I can find that blind accordion player.
The storm is passing.
I'm going back to my hotel.
Let's go hear Mojo play tonight.
You mean down in that smoky cellar they call Lucky Pierre's?
Where else?
Okay. When?
11.
11 o'clock. Isn't that a little late?
Montreal is a night city, don't you know? Salut, Jack.
Ciao. I'm so darn wet and soggy. And it's still so hot and muggy. It's gonna be a thunderstorm. I feel like it's gonna be a whopper. Oh my God. There he is. The blind accordion player. He looks dry. So does his dog. They must have been standing under an awning. Except there are no awnings around here.
Cue de Sac Jacques.
How do you know that name?
The wind.
I see. And your name is?
Jacques Hébert.
Well, Jacques, I'm Jack. Jack Flanders.
I know.
Right. Jacques, can you tell me the name of the woman I keep seeing in the Café Napoli?
But I can't see her.
Well, you know who I mean, though.
Madame Chow.
Yes, but that's not her name. I think her name is Claudine.
A pretty name.
She's a pretty woman. Well, is that her name? Claudine?
You are wet.
How do you know that?
You smell wet. Now go to your hotel. Don't catch cold.
Tell me how I can find the other city. Okay, look. Now there's someone... Well, actually there are two people I'm trying to find. One is a young girl, and her name is Isabel. Her father believes that she's... Okay, I see. Well, thanks anyway. I guess if I don't see you around, I'll be hearing you.